Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And welcome back. As you know, we're in the marketing, and as we just left off, there's nothing really funny. It's just that, why am I laughing? I don't know what else to do. I mean, so some people laugh when they're in pain. I'm raising my hand. I'm one of those people. My wife finds it really funny, you know, when certain levels of pain, I mean, there is excruciating pain that actually, you know, will curl a person's toe and so forth, that'll make any man cry. But, you know, superficial pain, something that, you know, smashing my knuckles or, you know, whatever. Anyway, I typically laugh. It's just been a bad reflex of mine. It's just when I've been in the doctors, they go, "What's the matter with you?" And it's so uncommon that it's just hard for them to believe. Anyway, I'm telling you that we are in the throes. And how many times have you heard me say this? We're in the throes of a Bolshevik revolution, unlike any you have ever seen. This is the magnitude that Hollywood can't even do justice to this type of calamity. And that's because this is from yours truly, Satan. Satan is dividing the world, and he is conquering, at least so he thinks. God's in control, but Satan is going to cause a lot of death. And a lot, people would say, well, why would God allow that to happen? Well, because there's a lot of evil. A lot of people don't recognize, don't worship, and don't center on him. And the world has turned its back. And so, as we see everything moving forward, we're going to see some miracles. I mean, literally, miracles happen, and people are going to completely ignore it. One thing that I think that will be miracles will be that the Islamic states that have been shut to Christianity will instantly be open. For some reason, whatever it's going to be justified, the person that takes credit in doing that, just be forewarned that those types of things that we call miracles, and the person that takes credit for that, that's the person you probably don't want to necessarily trust. Anyhow. Let's just get through the obligatories, and we'll get back to where I was. This show is also sponsored by RepublicReview.org. See, I'm doing it in order this time. And you are listening to the only show that provides you the academic evidence and the academic evidence-based solutions to let you see where we've been, what we're doing, and which way we have to go. You know, as a matter of fact, anybody that's listened to, and I think Mark Levin, I was forced to listen to that because I was coming back from a meeting with a political meeting, and on Sunday, no, it was Saturday. Yeah, it was Saturday. And anyway, I was coming back from a political meeting, and I was listening to his interview with Smith Barney and how he plugged his million seller, his latest book, American Marxism. And that's great. You know, how many more people do we need? I mean, there's a million people out there that understand that there's a real problem. They don't understand the solution because Mark Levin doesn't have the solution. He doesn't care about the solution because he knows that if we actually get the solution, he won't be able to sell million-dollar books or a million book sales anymore because most people will be on with their lives, enjoying tranquility and enjoying liberty instead of seeing the tyranny and despotism being, you know, raked across the land. Anyway, he had Smith Barney on and they were, you know, having an interesting conversation. And as I was listening to Mark, I was going, you know, here's a guy that just does not want, all he wants to do is he wants to look at the problem from every angle and analyze it with his wit. And not that he's not a smart guy, but I'm telling you, we're wasting time listening and allowing conservative entertainers to continually tell us, you know, it. You can just get your information from G. Edward Griffin, Need to Know News, sign up for it, because he's going to cover a lot of these things that Mark Levin is covering, that all these other conservative entertainers are covering, and you can just get it. You can actually absorb it. I'm going to say 15 minutes. You don't have to listen for hours a day to Hannity and the rest of these conservative entertainers that do not care about anything other than their position, their rankings, and how much money they're making. That's it. That's all they care about. And so, yeah, and you know, I've written books and I don't plug them, but I want to say thank you to those people who have purchased my books lately. We've seen a little upticking, and I'm going, I don't know, you know, I shouldn't be plugging it. So I'm not trying to, and every once in a while I might say I've actually covered a lot of these things in my book, and I talk about my book, but I'm not, you don't hear me promoting it, you don't hear me plugging it, how many sales, and it's an honor and a privilege, and every book that I sells, I actually sign and I send them out to those people who paid for them. I hate the fact that I have it listed on Amazon and all these other sites for ebooks and or my hard copy on Amazon, because they take, you know, more than a pound of flesh, more than what is fair for selling. I mean, on eBay, if I sold my book on eBay, the reason why eBay is so successful, but most people don't trust it other than for certain things, and and if I was peddling my book on eBay, eBay would take 10%. I mean, Amazon takes a lot more than that. And I'm just telling you, when you buy anything on Amazon, you're actually feeding the beast, because Amazon or Bezos and all of the executives are a part of the beast, just like Google, just like Facebook. All of these tech companies, they're not your friend. They're working hard to dismantle the Constitution and your liberties. You got to understand this. Anyway, Timber Nation. TimberNation.com. I don't want to go into it. Their product speaks for itself. Constitutional classes. Free constitutional classes at constitutioneducation.us. And radio dust covers, www.radiodustcovers.com. You know about these products. Go check out these products. Red Pill Expo is rapidly approaching. Have you reached out to your state legislator to let them know they can stream if they can't make it and attend for free? That's right. If they actually reach out, they can get free attendance in going to Red Pill Expo. This is where they rub elbows with their fellow state legislators, and they can actually put faces to names and actually understand where these people are. They can see, you know, their soul by looking in their eyes and talking to them. Now, if they can't do that, then they need to at least sign up for free streaming so that they can get informed. And actually, they will be a part of the virtual meeting we will have, because we will put this up on Zoom. So we will make this available, and part of it will be recorded for release, and part of it will be, you know, just the people in the room and on the mic, because what we want them to say is we want them to say things that they don't want necessarily everybody else to hear. It's not about secrets. It's about pointing out enemies and so forth, because I truly believe we don't want to tip off our enemies. This is one of the reasons why I am not talking about states that we're working in anymore. If you want to know where we are, what we're doing, you need to call 425-270-5416. That is our comment line. Just call that. Just leave a message. Give me your pseudonym, how I can get a hold of you. If it's email, just send me an email, info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. We will let you know what's going on or who you can get a hold of, because we're not going to just start giving away the keys to the mint and this, you know, the goods to the store, you know, to just anybody and everybody. And we will allow the state organizations to kind of vet people as you contact and so forth. We're at a point where we just can't give carte blanche trust anybody and everybody. We have to have some kind of levels of confidence of all these people that are going to start getting involved, because we do know that the dark side is going to start, and if they haven't already, we've already been dealing with, you know, opposition within the, what we would call the conservative ranks, that these people have no idea what they're doing and how they're actually supporting the Soros agenda by actually fighting us. They think that, we're told that these guys are all about, you know, a convention of states. The John Birch Society tells us that. Well, that they're lying to you. They're doing that for a reason. They don't know. The people that are lying, 9 times out of 10, they don't know. The leadership is telling them this. The leadership is on record for stating these things. And I'm here to tell you that they have no evidence. I've done everything I can to give them the evidence necessary, and they've ignored it. They don't address it. So bottom line, you can't trust these folks, at least the leadership. And you got to reach out and kind of slap these local guys, you know, in the face and say, wake up, man, you're completely wrong on this. And until you actually start looking at this objectively, I'm not even listening to you. But anyway, we will be right back after these two promos. Thank you so much. Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL. Or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review, as well as my description of the republic review model, on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you. Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416. Okay, so anyways, what we want to do is we just kind of want to plug forward. We kind of covered everything, I think, in that first segment. So bottom line, actually today, and oh, by the way, I need to start mentioning this. We're having our show rebroadcasted on Rumble. And so what I need to do is I need to actually put the link to Liberty Not Tyranny Rumble page, so that you can actually throw, because a lot of people, they may not have radio or want radio, but they love Rumble for whatever reason. It's another platform, but we're actually being rebroadcasted. And the Constitution, the reading of the Constitution, they re-aired every single one of those episodes. And I will actually be on there. I was actually on there, because I'm actually pre-recording this. So I'll be on there in a few minutes. And actually, by the time this airs, I will have already been on there. So anyway, you figure it out. But they do a live show once a week, and so I'm going to be a part of their live show. I don't know if it'll be every week, but I will be a part of their live show so that they can have, you know, people call in to help stimulate, you know, conversations regarding the Constitution. And they're going to, they're basically re-airing my show on their page every day, or at least I believe so. We'll find out tomorrow what's going on, how is it going to be going, and how we're moving forward. But we've created this relationship with Liberty Not Tyranny and trying to help bring the Constitution to a very broad audience. And as a matter of fact, David Torres is the host. I don't know if he goes by that name, so I'll say that's his pseudonym. Whoops. Anyway, the host of Liberty Not Tyranny, I wish I could edit this out, but I don't do that. Anyway, so hopefully it's okay. Hopefully I didn't do any damage there. But bottom line, I think he's going to be possibly running for office, and he'll probably use the platform as a good speaking point. But bottom line, here it goes. What we're trying to do, and the host of the show actually has a very broad reach into a few different groups that are Hispanic Americans. And, you know, me, the hyphenated American just upsets me. But I just want you to understand the demographics, Hispanic Americans, because many of these folks, you know, have never read the Constitution. Some of them, I don't even know if they speak English, because it's been frowned upon by that culture that has migrated here over the years. There are, imagine that, citizens under Reagan that were never required to actually learn to speak English, because the only way through our standards, and see, this is how Reagan violated the Constitution by creating amnesty. Every person to become a citizen, you have to speak English. What he did was he legitimized a foreign language as a U.S. citizen and a part of this nation, which was a huge mistake. And he's rolling over in his grave in California a lot lately, that's causing all of these different earthquakes since he's died. So anyway, we can blame them all on Reagan, at least those California earthquakes, that's Reagan rolling in his grave. Anything that's bad going on in Wyoming, it's Joey's fault. He's a county chair up in Carbon County, and he is shaking that state up to a point where the liberal newspapers are actually, I'll have to bring him onto the show, because he's become a real conservative celebrity, because he's slapping and spanking the rhinos that they call themselves frontier Republicans out there. But anyway, we'll have to bring him on, and we'll have to actually have some other people on. And as a matter of fact, we're going to be having Ben Carr come on, who is the owner and the founder of Ad Local. And we're going to talk about his company and what he's doing and how he's kind of become active in the conservative front. And here's a company that could help the Constitution Party, but, you know, the Constitution Party's, you know, tying his hands. Anyway, you know, I'm going to be ruthless and relentless on this, because there are lots of companies we're going to start creating relationships with, or that we already have relationships with, that we're going to be bringing to the table to say, oh, here's another company that could be helping. And as a matter of fact, I'd like to say Hobby Lobby would be one of those companies as well. I mean, Hobby Lobby has been suffering from the bad press and, you know, the indignation of the liberals and the cancel culture. And, you know, it would be in their best interest to be supporting the Constitution Party. All of these ultra-conservative, you know, they're losing their advantage to Walmart, the globalists, and so forth. And so, bottom line, my friends, you know, all of these true conservative founded and owned companies, Chick-fil-A, forget about them. But all of these conservative companies need to get behind Republic Review and get behind the Republican Party. I'm sorry, the Constitution Party. But anyway, let me leap forward and let me get to that page so that we can kind of have the notes here. So this is where we left off, because we were talking about, you know, everything that we're looking at, everything that is going on, that is creating chaos, that is tying people's hands, all of these things are all manufactured, you know, from the addictions. And China is behind a huge part of this, the communist movement. If you look at America, pornography was outlawed until the 60s. The counterculture revolution, the cancel culture revolution today, and the counterculture revolution opened all of these doors to actually, you know, open up the concept, oh, it's okay to take drugs, it's okay to tune out and, you know, and turn on. And all of these different little, you know, witty, pithy comments and or sound bites that got kids to go the wrong direction. And as a matter of fact, almost every kid, because kids are rebellious, every kid went down this path. This is why I tell the Constitution Party, there is a whole generation out there that loves to reject society. They need to get into the schools, and they're already in the schools, but the Constitution Party needs to connect with all of these kids and make it hip again, to be counterculture and to actually, for the first time in their life, be right. The counterculture revolution, they were wrong. Taking drugs actually did harm. The things that they supported, open love and, you know, this free love society, that was actually destructive. And empirical data has proven that they were wrong in every direction. It's the same thing with the cancel culture. They're wrong in every direction. This next generation has an opportunity to be the right generation. In other words, coming up with the truth and espousing the truth and canceling the cancel culture and the counter culture paradigms. Does that make sense? I think it does. And so this is why it is so critical that people start getting behind the Constitution Party. They need money to be able to do some of these things, but the Constitution Party has to get right first. They got to get up on top of that mountain. Anyway, I'm a little relentless these past couple of days, huh? I know that there are people from the John Birch Society that listen all the time so that they can do their damage control. And I know there's people from the Constitution Party that listen. And many of them are shaking their head going, man, we got to get leadership on board. We've got to get going. This all makes sense. And it does. You know, when you really start, you know, getting rid of all the obstructions and you actually have a, you know, a clear view of the horizon, you can actually see the sunrise and you can see the sunset when you have a clear view of the horizon. Anyway, one of the things that we want to actually, you know, point out, because this has been really hot and everybody has been kind of, you know, I'll say people that are in the Patriot movement are pointing out this unconstitutional, you know, imprisonment of these January 6th detainees. And here's the interesting thing. One thing you've actually heard over the mainstream news media, even Fox News, even Fox News has gone down this path, where you don't hear them talking about the unconstitutionality of the detaining of the January 6th people. But they're all challenging what the, you know, what is going on regarding the press and the freedom of the press and how other nations are holding some of these guys as hostage, but and demanding that they release the press. But they're not demanding that these people be, you know, given their proper constitutional rights of a habeas corpus and the, you know, the writ of mandamus and so forth. I mean, they need to be processed by the law instead of being political prisoners. This should never be happening in America. And so here is, and this literally just proves to you the hypocrisy that we're facing here in America. And so one of the things we also want to get into is in the protecting of their citizens. States need to take the major responsibility in demanding a complete investigation into the tech that was left behind in Afghanistan and how this can now be backwards engineered. So what states need to do is they need to demand that all of this compromised tech be replaced immediately with new tech, or the states need to start recalling their citizens from service in the armed forces, because it is tantamount to allowing them to be murdered, because we are going to be facing enemies that have the ability to compromise our systems. We're already in that position, but states need to actually take that and actually start standing down, and the best way to do that is to revitalize their militia. That's right. And take that funding for the National Guard and actually create their militias the way it needs to be done down to the county, and basically tell the federal government, get constitutional now. Anyway, we'll be right back after these next two promos. Thank you so much. The reason progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost every billionaire in the world is funding a vast array of different groups, and these groups' efforts are to undermine our republic and our constitution. If you don't believe me, just Google donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to successfully combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, state lands, housing, labor, and many other roles, responsibilities and powers that belong to the states, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved in supporting political programs and efforts based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contribution page, and you can become a listed supporter of liberty. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station. Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416. Okay, so I want to be clear here. States actually have a lot more pull than you think. And states can basically communicate to their citizens that are in the armed forces to say, we need you to come back because we believe your life in serving in the U.S. military is in peril. Now, this would be a huge devastation to America's readiness. But the question is, do the states have a responsibility to at least let their citizens know the facts? Because bottom line, anybody can start connecting the dots and going, you know, we have given away so much technology to China. We have given away so much technology to, you know, to these enemies of ours from Russia, China, and China's been a, what's the best word for it? China has been the broker of ensuring that all of our enemies from North Korea, I mean, North Korea, they would never have an intercontinental ballistic missile if it wasn't for China. The same thing, Iran is getting there, and other enemies of America, and if you want to call them capitalism, I'll call it enemies of liberty. This is why I've been saying this for a while. We need to actually start inviting inviting revolutions in every one of our enemy's front door. And we can get into that because I'm going to talk about that. So we knew about some of the things that have actually been coming forward out of the pandemic, right? As a matter of fact, I believe it was in January. I think it was January of 2019 when COVID started coming down. I had a special show that implicated the NIH, the National or NHI or whatever it is, the National Health Organization that had been funding the, you know, the Wuhan lab and actually was funding the experimental, you know, biological warfare or viruses, gain of function of those types of things. And then they said, hey, you got to take this outside the United States because this is getting a little dangerous. And the real reason why they took it outside the United States wasn't to protect the United States, was so that the United States could be attacked. Because as long as we were doing that type of research here in America, there was less likely that they would have been able to find people that would have been culpable of, you know, literally and deliberately exposing the world to these types of viruses. But when China orders people to do it or die, then, you know, people do it. Well, now the people that were ordered in China, there, some of them have actually come forward. But the facts is we've really disclosed, you know, how the Chinese Communist Party has been engaged in the United States. There was the Harvard professor and I think an MIT professor. There have been people that have been implicated under the Trump administration that, you know, that went on the lam and have escaped justice. What I have mentioned before is, you know, out there for the record. But one of the things that's come out, and this has actually come out from, I believe it was G. Edward Griffin's Need to Know News, that the EU... Something that, because we already told you about the Rockefeller Foundation of 2010. We already told you about, you know, all of these things, the practice pandemic exercise that happened right before. We knew about some of this stuff. And we told you about all of this. The EU was preparing vaccine passports at least a year before the pandemic began. Proposed COVID countermeasures presented to the public as improvised emergency measures have existed since before the emergency of the disease or the emergence of the disease. Two EU documents published in 2018, the 2018 State of Vaccine Confidence, close quote, and a technical report titled, quote, designing and implementing an immunization information system, close quote, discuss the plausibility of an EU-wide vaccination monitoring system. My friends, we're actually seeing the big hand in manipulating and making sure things were happening as everything was unfolding. And I tell you, if you look at how they have gone down this path from, you know, the old Iron Curtain and America having such a great advantage to where all of a sudden, politically, the Chinese Communist Party had infiltrated the White House with the Clintons, had infiltrated the White House even before that with the Bushes. You know, when Reagan left office, the deep state was put on steroids with Bush Sr. There's many Republicans that are just out there being naysayers, and they're not looking at the empirical data. The reality is, my friends, the manipulation has been in the works for a long time. What is it going to take? We still have the opportunity to grasp America from their jaws. To save the Constitution. What's it going to take? One of the things that I kind of, you know, there's this Everybody Loves Raymond that talks about Bad Moon Rising, that, you know, every time, that time of the month when, and I, you know, this may be politically incorrect, and ladies, please forgive me. It's a funny episode on PMS and what have you. And Frank makes this, if you know who Frank is, he's Raymond's dad. He's Peter Boyle, who's a huge liberal. But Frank makes this comment to Raymond. He goes, you know, when he's talking about Marie and her time of the month, he goes, you know, what is it? You know, a couple of days a week, you know, out of a month? You know, he goes, well, that's nothing. Eventually it'll take over and it'll become her only mood. And he's pointing to Marie. And he goes, not a day goes by when I don't ask for a comet to, you know, to come to Earth to, you know, give me relief. And so I think about that, you know, because a comet would just wipe out. You know, a large enough comet would wipe out life on Earth. But a small, teeny, because some of these comets we see, you know, it's more gas than anything else. It's real. So some comets could actually come into the United, or into our airspace, and actually hit and only devastate a very small area of what it hits, right? You know, and that's what we see, kind of like meteors that come through that, you know, will just destroy a house or a barn or, you know, something out in the middle of the field. I mean, it doesn't happen very often. But my point is that, boy, you know, the Lord could just put some strategic miniature comets out into the right places and knock these guys, these evil people out just like that. You know, so come on, comet. Anyway, some levity, right? So here is something that I mentioned also a long time ago, and you've heard me mention this, and I've gone over this, and this is what I was saying earlier about some things we can do in actually creating, you know, a mechanism that would actually take our enemies and distract them and actually marginalize them and get them to capitulate completely. And here it is. Because I mentioned this a long time ago, and this is just the precursor to proving this. The Chinese state media released Beijing's supposed plan of invading Taiwan, which has sparked concerns in Japan and South Korea. The British newspaper, The Sun, cited a Chinese propaganda outlet on Monday reporting Beijing's plans to invade and defeat Taiwan in three steps. This is something I read to you. This quote right here. I read this to you months ago. I told you when Trump was president that we are heading towards war with China. The way China is... Why does China need to have, let's call it, an empire-building military? The United States is not building its empire. We haven't gone out and conquered any land. What we've done is we've made it so that the Chinese merchant ships that are carrying the cargo of the world can make it to everybody's shore. So in other words, we have kept the pirates, we have kept the third world nations and the rogue countries in control so that China can continue to gain greater and greater control. I have told you, it's in my first book in 2013, we have been subsidizing communism around the world for years. Wake up. What is it going to take so that you can actually see what's going on? And the way we fix it all is forcing the federal government into compliance. Now, we can't just do that without having some kind of distraction with our enemies. And the best way to do this, because we're heading to war with China, the best way to get China from being able to engage in warfare is to give them a revolution that they can't overcome. And I'm telling you, if we got Hong Kong, if we got Taiwan, if we've got the other nations that they're meddling with around them, North Vietnam, all these other nations that they're, and actually North Vietnam, Vietnam, all these other nations that they have as footstools, that they're kind of controlling those governments, if we actually created revolutions in every single one of those governments, and exported that, because the greatest virus that creates a revolution of good and not evil is liberty. The people, I don't know a person that doesn't want to control their own lives, that doesn't want full liberty. And I can't believe that there are, you know, there may be lots of people that are evil, that hate America, and many of them live in America today. But I am telling you that most people in the world love liberty. They want to be able to get their government's heel off their neck. They want to be able to start making their own choices and live life the way they want and make their own decisions and be able to do and go where they want to go, like we do, like we've been able to up until 2019 in America, or 2020. Anyway, we'll talk more about this when we come back, but you know I speak the truth. Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos. If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and the 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com. Set the record straight. Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process. As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416. Okay, so all we have to do is introduce or start yelling out, why don't you guys in Taiwan, in Vietnam, in Crimea, in all of these places that have been seized and taken over by these empire-building nations, and you know, this critical race theory and this crap that's going on, how quiet are the progressives to the empire-building of the real communist world and what they're doing and how they're pointing the finger at the United States? It's time we actually stood up and said, how many of you states want to act, how many people in Hong Kong want to actually be subjugated by the Chinese Communist Party or would rather become a state in the United States? And let these nations vote. Let the people of these nations, let democracy reign. Let them decide and basically broadcast everybody in the world that want, if you're in a state and a nation, have a vote. Would you rather be overcome by communism or the government that you have, if it's despotic and evil, would you rather have or become a state in the United States? And instantly, we would create revolutions because the people would vote for it and they would want it to happen. You already see people willing to die and getting out there and protesting. How much? Because what they're protesting China without really any type of solution. If they knew America would be coming to setting up Hong Kong and Taiwan as territories of the United States and actually put military right there at the door of China, now it all of a sudden takes the threat to them. And now all of a sudden, people in China are going to hear, they're going to find out, because it's about propaganda. It's about sending out the message, letting people know, hey, you know, these Chinese communist states that China has been basically trying to overrun, they've actually become states of the United States right underneath Chinese nose, right underneath the communist nose. I'm getting all excited, as you can tell. But if you really look at how this would play out, it doesn't matter whether China has a global projection of force. They would have to use every one of their resources to hold their own people at bay. The Mongolians, if you look at the different provinces and the people that they're controlling, if the people knew that they could overthrow their existing government and become a state in the United States and actually become free people, I'm telling you, you can look at history, look at the empirical data, liberty and freedom, when all is being recognized as lost. Look at the Scots and look at Braveheart. Look at how people were willing to die when all seemed to be lost. I'm telling you, my friends, this would be a revolution that China could not just squelch. And Russia would not be able to squelch either. The Ukraine and all of these other states that are looking at Russia, are you kidding? It would be a presentation of a whole new model that basically says, you know, we're here to help, but we're really not. You know, like with NATO, with the EU, and all of this UN crap, it would actually dismantle the UN because it would be the United States of America. As states of the world. There you go. Anyway, and I know there's a lot of people that go, oh no, globalism, it's another form of if you read the Constitution that was inspired by the divine hand of providence, that was the Lord's plan, that all people could be free and have the choice of being able to choose, you know, who to worship and what they were going to do with their lives. The freedom of religion has never been so free as it was in America. I mean, look at some of the religions that actually stood up. And history is trying to use, you know, the Branch Davidians, or they're trying to use, what was that guy that had those people drink Kool-Aid? I forget the name. Anyway, there's been these cults. Yeah, there's been cults. But that's because religion is free in America. And people can seek the truth, or they can be overcome by, you know, charismatic people to convince them to follow them. You know, that is a sign of the last days, by the way. False prophets all over the place. Anyway, we can head to war, or we could cause revolution around the world. Now, I'm here to tell you that as all of these things pan out, the Russia, Gog and Magog, will make their move, and they will try to go after what we would call Israel, or actually it's not Israel, it's the Jews. And so, because Israel is 12 tribes, and pretty much the tribe that's there is just Judah. And so we will find, and actually, you know, that's all biblical as well. Why is it that only Judah is there? Because it was the house of the Lord, right? They were the chosen people. So that's why they stayed behind, because they knew the Messiah would come. And look, he did come. And he will prove that he did come, as everything has been foretold. Anyway, this is all interesting. Let me get on to some of the news at hand, because you know these are all these things that are out there, but this is how G. Edward Griffin is reporting the information that you may not be getting regarding critical race theory and some of this other crap. G. Edward Griffin, the National News Board's National School Board, I'm sorry, the National School Board Association, which represents some 900,000 school board officials, has asked the White House to intervene against parents who oppose COVID masking and teaching racist ideology. The organization says parents are engaging in domestic terrorism and asked the White House to use the Justice Department, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security against parents who protest. It has been, and you hear way too many people. Mark Levin was calling for people this weekend to protest, to use civil disobedience. This guy doesn't even understand the Constitution. He doesn't understand the power of the petition, the First Amendment petition, because he doesn't understand the Magna Carta and the Bill of Rights and the origins of the divine hand of providence of these documents that evolved into our Constitution today. I am here to tell you that what we're looking at when we listen to a lot of these conservative entertainers is either blindness by, you know, by pride, or it is illiteracy. I don't know. But bottom line, I'll bet my life when you get them to acknowledge the truth in a private conversation, you will still find them countering the truth, because they have too much to lose. At least that's their calculation. They won't get behind it because they've got a multi-million dollar industry behind this. How long did Mark Levin's American Marxism come out? And how much is he making off of his TV show and his radio show and the sponsors that he has? I mean, come on, folks. He's making multi-million dollars. Why would this guy want to stop that? Because stopping the beast is what feeds him. I mean, this perception of calling out the beast and telling people about the beast is what feeds him. Actually stopping the beast would basically kill the goose that lays his golden egg. So anyway, the National School Boards Association has even asked the White House to consider using the U.S. Patriot Act against parents and community leaders who oppose masking. What does that mean, the Patriot Act? Whoops, sorry again. As you can tell, I'm really, really up today. What that means, my friends, is in the Patriot Act, they injected, and this was McCain. McCain supported this, to inject this, the ability to unconstitutionally, like what they're doing with January 6th, they're unconstitutionally detaining people and putting them in situations where they become desperate. They become desperate and desirous. They will sign their lives away just to get a smaller sentence and just to be out of the process. That's how evil they are. The National School Board Association also wants the White House to designate anti-mask and anti-critical race theory protests as acts as domestic terrorism and hate crimes. I know you know some of this stuff. The White House signaled that it is open to using the full power of the federal government against parents who oppose mandatory masking and teaching critical race theory. Now, I'm here to tell you, folks, this is where your sheriff comes in. I'm here to tell you, you better bring your sheriff to these schools where the federal government might show up, because then you'll have a real standoff. Because any sheriff that understands that they can't shut down, you know, when they didn't shut down, when the federal government didn't come to shut down Antifa and the Bolshevik Revolution out in the streets and the property damage that they did, then I'm telling you that the sheriffs will start waking up. And if they don't wake up, you'll be able to find a good sheriff to actually run against them. You need to get these guys involved. You need to petition them and demand that they get involved. Use your First Amendment petition. If you need help, let me know. If I can help you, I will. Or I'll point you straight to the We the People Foundation, to Bob Schultz. Anyway. And by the way, we need to get John Gentry involved more as somebody that's running for the governor's office in Tennessee. And I think that this will help him as he starts helping this movement in taking back America, in using First Amendment petitions, common law grand juries to push us towards republic review. Folks, we've got the solution, and we're not making money at it. Maybe that's why we're still languishing in the dark. Please help us find the light of day. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless. Reclaiming the Republic is more than an educational radio show. My intent is to also work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. It is the only radio show in the world asserting a constitutional solution to federal overreach. Download and share our podcast and content. Read, like, follow, and share our Mobiusstrip Press and Reclaiming the Republic pages on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at Mobiusstrip News. Get informed about local groups in the area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you.